A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Temptation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give ear to our words, O Lord, consider our meditation. Give heed to the voice of our cry, our King and our God, for to you we will pray. Our voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning we will direct it to you, and we will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. Grace to you, your house, and your land, and peace from God your Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank our God upon every remembrance of you and your family, always in prayer, making requests for you with all joy, giving thanks for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, your posterity, and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you, your posterity, your house, and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for you and your entire house, all of your people on every side, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed, and all of your spiritual seed. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Now, according to the riches of his grace, let the Father of mercies teach you and your people to walk in the Spirit and avoid the lusts of the flesh, the snare in your midst. In Christ we pray that you and your people not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May you and your people not be deceived, nor your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Let you and your family not be tempted by the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, nor give place to the devil. You and your house shall cast off the workings of darkness and put on the armor of light. The God of love and peace keep you and your people from the snares they have laid for you and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while you and your people escape safely. Your souls have escaped as birds from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and you and your family have escaped. Your help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. It is not for you and your people to drink wine nor intoxicating drink, lest you drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. In the name of Jesus Christ, your teacher and Lord, let wisdom enter your hearts and knowledge be pleasant to your souls. Let discretion preserve you and your family. Understanding will keep you and your people and deliver you and yours from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delights in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you and yours from immoral women, from the seductress who flatters with her words. Let nothing wicked cling to you and your people. A perverse heart shall depart from you and your people, and you will not know wickedness. You and your people will rule your own spirits and take them captives who captives you were and rule over your oppressors. In Christ we ask the Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, to keep you and all of your people from entering into temptation. In Christ we pray that you and your family will cleanse yourselves from secret faults. According to the riches of his grace, may the God, the Judge of all, keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over you and your people. Then you and your family shall be blameless, and you shall be innocent of great transgression. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, let your love be without hypocrisy, and may you and yours abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, let you and your family endure all temptation and receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let you and your people plant the good seeds of righteousness. May you and your people reap in mercy and plow up the fallow ground of your hearts, that you may seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness on you. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the resurrection and the life, now according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began, may the Lord our God give you and your people an ear to hear, so that you can hear what the Spirit says, that you will overcome and eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In Christ we pray that you and your people shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of God, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. May you and your family overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you, and the great goodness towards your house, which he has bestowed on you according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, you and yours will receive a white stone and a new name. May you and your posterity continue in God's works until the end, that you and your people will receive God's power, and the morning star will rise in your heart. Now may the God of patience and comfort keep you and your people from defiling your garments, so that you may walk with him in white, that you and your people will be worthy in his eyes. In Christ we pray that you and your posterity will have an ear to hear the Spirit, and that you will overcome, so that you will be clothed in white, and that our Lord Jesus Christ will not blot out your names from the book of life, but confess your names before God the Father and before his angels. According to his promise, the Lord our God set before you and your people an open door that no one can shut, and you and your family will awake and put on strength and be the arm of the Lord, as in the ancient days. In Christ we pray that you and your family will keep his word in all things, and you will not deny his name, and that he will keep you and yours from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world. Let you and your people hold fast to what you have, so that no one can take your crown. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. In Christ we ask our Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that you and your family will have an ear to hear the Spirit, and that you and your people will overcome, that you will become pillars in the temple of our God. In Christ we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will write upon you and yours the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, and he will write upon you and your people his new name in the name of Jesus Christ. His name is called Wonderful. We ask that the Lord sell to you and your people the gold refined in fire, that you and your family may be rich, and white garments, that you and your people may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness shall not be revealed. According to his excellent greatness, may the Lord anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. In Christ we pray that you and your people will hear his voice and open the door, and he will come in and dine with you and be with you and you with him. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Counselor. We ask the God of glory to give you and yours an ear to hear the Spirit, that you and your family will overcome and sit with him on his throne, being sealed as the servants of our God on your foreheads, that you and your people will wash your robes and make yourselves white in the blood of the Lamb. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, that as you are tested, that you and your people are faithful until death, that you will endure all temptation and will receive the crown of life. You and your family will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and you will not love your lives to the death. You and yours shall die in the Lord and be blessed, that you may rest from your labors, and your work shall follow you and your people. According to the faith of God's elect, God will make each of you new, a new creation. You shall drink from the fountain of water of life freely. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. You and your people shall overcome and not be hurt by the second death. In Christ we pray that you and your family will overcome and inherit all things, that he will be your God and you will be his sons and daughters. Our God, the God of righteousness, will not lead you and your people into temptation, but deliver you from the evil one. For he is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Jesus Christ, who himself bore your sins in his own body on the tree, that you and your people, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved you and your family, even when you were dead in trespasses, made you and your family alive together with Christ, and raised you and yours up together, and made you sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he will show the exceedingly riches of his grace towards you and your people in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your family in the knowledge of God and Jesus your Redeemer, your Savior, your King, your Lord, your Master, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which your family may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. No temptation will overtake you or your family except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you or your family to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. In Christ we pray that you and your family will count it all joy when you fall into manifold or various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, endurance, perseverance, and patience, letting patience have its perfect work, that you and your people may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Christ, we pray that through the grace given to you, to everyone who is among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, nor be tempted by pride, for pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Leviathan is king over all the children of pride. In Christ we pray that you and your family will think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, and that you and your people will walk by faith and not by sight. In Christ we pray that your delight is in the fear of the Lord, and you and yours will not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears, but that you will give attention to the word of God and incline your ear to his sayings. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your hearts, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That you and yours keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In Christ we pray that you and your family will, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound in you and your family, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space by the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and hope. As a fellow worker for the truth, in Christ we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the breath of the Almighty, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a vessel of honor, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house, in him who is true. As one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.